So, Bogdan, you got 2 weeks off work next week. What are you going to do with this time?
I don't know. All the flights to the popular holiday destinations have been booked up. I think I've left it too late to book anything.
If I were you, I'd pack my bags, jump into my car, and go on a road trip.
Go on a road trip? Where to?
Anywhere. Just decide on a direction and start driving.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. Unplanned holidays can be really exciting.
How will I know where I'm going?
My advice is to just look up a map on your phone, pick a city, maybe even in a different country, and drive in that direction.
Don't I need to book my accommodation in advance?
You should just take a tent. Then all you need to do is find some camping sites along the way and put up your tent there.
Don't you have to book the campsites in advance, though?
Some people do, but lots of people just turn up without a booking. I think you might need to book if it's a campsite with lots of facilities, like those campsites with their own supermarkets, swimming pool, restaurants.
I didn't know campsites have their own supermarkets, swimming pools, and restaurants.
There are all sorts of different campsites these days. I just find somewhere simple to put up my tent, like in a field or a forest somewhere.
I've never really gone camping before.
Really? You ought to try it. It's great fun. You get to sleep under the stars, spend time with nature, and get lots of fresh air. It's so relaxing.
I'm not sure if I'll like sleeping on the hard ground. It'd be really bad for my back.
I suggest getting an air mattress. They're really comfortable. You'll feel like you're in your own bed. And I'd definitely recommend you bring a sleeping bag and a warm blanket. It can get cold at night.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of planning that I'll need to do.
Not at all. I'll help you. I have lots of camping equipment that you can borrow.
Thanks. But I feel like I'd need to know more about where I'm going and what I'm going to do.
Not knowing is part of the adventure, isn't it? You can always speak to the locals when you get there. They will tell you all the best places to visit. Or you could check out websites like TripAdvisor or Trivago. They're quite good for travel recommendations.
Yeah, I often use these websites to get ideas when I'm planning a holiday. I think I'm more of a planner. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with just jumping into my car and driving without a plan in mind.
You would hate going on holidays with me then.